Now, text us now on 88291. And put me at ease, please. Please do that straight away. Now, I've got to point this out, if you don't mind, just before the headlines with Moira and John. It's Moira's last for a month, so make the most of it. That we had a report during Moira's last bulletin at 8 o'clock from our science correspondent, the BBC science correspondent, Jason Palmer. Now, I couldn't really listen to what he was saying because I was so impressed with his voice. This guy, I mean, obviously he loves his science and that's his passion, but this guy could earn a fortune in voiceovers. This guy has the best voice I've ever heard. And I've been doing this a while now, you know. So have a listen once again to Jason Palmer, BBC science correspondent.
Most people remember Pi from school days, working on geometry, 3.14. But scientists have long worked to establish a longer and more accurate number. Typically, mathematicians do the painstaking calculation by working out each digit one at a time. But Yahoo researcher Siwo Zi used some clever number juggling to skip the trillions of numbers in between to get just the 2 quadrillionth. The calculation took some 23 days on 1,000 computers. And the result? 2 quadrillion digits after the decimal point, you'll find the number 0.
Wow. Jason, I know you love your science, but seriously, you don't need to do that anymore.